Rachel Kramer is going to join us now, golf course manager at the JCE Municipal Golf Course, about the Southern Open and the Junior Golf Tournaments coming up. Morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Fawn. How are you?
I'm well. How do these storms do on the golf courses? I bet you hate that branch picking up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when I literally took all the trees off my lot when I bought it because I was like, I'm not picking up branches, but everyone else's branches fly in my yard. So I'm like, they're everywhere.
There were a lot of branches out on the golf course, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. But you'll make sure they're beautiful when it comes tournament time, right?
Exactly. Yes, correct.
Okay. So Southern Open is coming up. Tell me about that one.
So, it's Saturday, April 5th. We have a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Obviously, it's at the Cape JC Municipal Golf Course. $300 per team. These are four-person scramble teams. Cart and lunch are included with that entry fee. So there's going to be some cash payouts. We got $500 for first place, and then the other cash prizes are just determined by the number of teams. We have a skins game with 100% payout, and then we have mulligans available for $10. And then we have prizes for closest to the pin, longest drive, and longest putt.
So are you still looking for sponsors for any of that, and is this a fundraiser of any kind?
So this is actually the Southern. It is our presenting sponsor for this one. That's why it's called the Southern Open. So we aren't looking for any other sponsors, but we have plenty, and then we
Okay, so they're just sponsoring a golf tournament because people love to golf.
Correct. Yes.
Can't think of a better reason. Yeah.
Correct. 32nd annual Southern Open.
Excellent. And then the junior golf. Now I'm guessing this means younger people, right?
Correct. Yeah, this is it's the junior golf program. We're trying to get as we have about 12 or so kids signed up for this April session. We have a max of 24 in each class. So we have 5:30 classes or 6:30 classes that you can sign up for. We have about 12 so far. That's $65 per kid. Basically just teaching them the basics of golf, golf etiquette, how to hold a club, how to chip, how to putt, how to hit their irons, how to hit their driver. Just the basics of golf that we go over.
I don't think people understand how hard golf is, you know, because we watch it. Well, we try to watch it on TV. We usually end up sleeping. But I'm just saying it's more fun to play than it is to watch, just like any other sport. But it's
correct.
Like when you grab a golf club, there's a certain way to hold it, certain way to stand, certain way to move your hips, certain way to do that. I mean, if Chubbs were around, he couldn't even teach me with a hockey puck. But I'm just saying it is a lot harder than it looks.
For sure, for sure. It's the grip has to be perfect. Everything, I feel like, has to be perfect whenever you're swinging a club. So that's what we're trying to do, and is get these kids involved. And the younger they learn this, the easier it is for them in the future. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to help out as much as we possibly can.
And what a cool thing for a father, son, or daughter, or mom, or whatever the duo looks like, or the entire family. What a fun thing to do together. You're outside, you know, somebody gets to drive a golf cart, you're learning how to follow the rules and be patient because the guys in front of you are taking way too stinking long on the hole you're trying to play. You know, this teaches you so many things about life.
I agree. Golf is you have to be very patient in order to play. I think the point you brought up about hanging out with the family outdoors is important, especially if the weather is really nice, which it has been the past couple of weeks. So we've been very busy.
Yeah, and I like it. So some people want to try golf, but equipment is expensive. So do you have a way for them, if they come to just kind of check it out, for them to use equipment?
Correct. Yes, we actually do have rental clubs there. They're only $10. Now, I will say they're not the best quality of clubs. We don't get the highest quality of clubs, but they're a little bit on the cheaper end. But yes, we do have rental clubs available if somebody does not have their own equipment, or if they just need to borrow a couple certain clubs. Well, we do have that at the golf course.
So, you know, I in my brain, you need two. You need a wooden one to just whack that sucker, and then a putter. That's what my brain thinks, you know? But it's not the case. There are different weights, different sizes. There are all these technical terms for what they are. They wear little sock hats. It freaks me out how much is involved with a game where you're hitting a ball.
Yeah, there's different angles and on the clubs and stuff like that, different degrees and everything like that. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. But yeah, no, you're right. You only need a certain few clubs in order to be successful.
Well, and I bring that up because if your kids are interested in this, I mean, you could go all in and spend a lot of money. So why don't you just go borrow a club and see if they even have a propensity to play it? I want to check that first.
Yeah.
All right. So what are the dates on the Southern Open and the Junior Golf, Mr. Mitchell?
So the Southern Open is going to be Saturday, April 5th, and we would like teams to be registered by April 3rd. And then for Junior Golf, that starts up on April 9th, Wednesday, April 9th, and we would like to be all the kids to be registered by April 7th.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time. How many spots are open in the Southern?
That is unlimited. That one's unlimited. So we can take as many teams as we have carts. That's unlimited. We have about 12 or so, 13 teams signed up right now, I believe.
That's
I think
good.
The last time I checked.
So if I wanted to come and just rent a cart and drive around and harass people, could I do that?
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, we might have to charge you the cart fee, but
that's fine.
You could do that.
As long as there's a place to get margaritas and drive around, I would be like, four! No, it'd be so much fun. All right, Mitchell Kramer is the golf course manager. Obviously, I'm not going to do that. I'm just being silly. The JCU Municipal Golf Course has great tournaments, and they do them all season long. This one's, we're just kicking it off here. I'm sure you've had others, but the Southern Open, the Junior Golf, are your April events. Mitchell, thank you.
Thank you, Fawn.
Bye-bye.